I'm Nina Jaffe, and on the phone with us again is Marilyn Burns. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Nina.
I'm sure that most teachers recognize Marilyn's name. She's one of the most highly respected experts in the country on the teaching of math. And she's the author of many books about math for both teachers and kids, as well as the creator of professional development workshops for teachers that are held across the country. Her latest project is a book series called Teaching Arithmetic, Lessons That Work for Grades 1 through 6, and it's published by Math Solutions. For the past few months on Teacher Radio, we've been talking with Marilyn about how teaching children arithmetic has changed over the years, at least in some schools. The change has been away from only teaching computational skills and toward attaching those arithmetic skills to real-life applications. And I know Marilyn agrees with that change, but many teachers still have a hard time changing their own thinking. So I'd like to go through five of the reasons some teachers find it difficult to change and get your reaction. Okay, Marilyn?
That's fine with me.
Okay. Here's one of those objections. Learning what to do is easier than learning what to do and why.
Well, you know, that's sometimes true. It's sometimes children have said to me, just show me how to do it and I'll do it, rather than let me explain to you why it works. But I think it's important for teachers to keep in mind what our basic goal is in education. If our goal of math teaching is to get kids to just do those answers correctly, then I suppose expediency will win. But if the goal is to help children understand mathematics enough so they can continue in their studies, make use of what they are learning, and be able to apply it to a problem that they haven't yet seen, then I think that's a very risky pedagogical strategy.
Right. Okay, here's the second reason why some teachers might find it difficult to change. For many teachers, the textbooks emphasize the learning of procedures, which leads to correct answers.
Well, this is true. I think we all want kids to have the ability to arrive at correct answers. But I don't think we want them to do that at the expense of having learned to think, reason, and understand. So I think that the textbooks there are our guides. But the teaching that we do is the teaching that goes on in the classroom, in the interaction between us and the students. And for that, the emphasis has to be on making sense of mathematics. Mm. Procedures are important, but never to replace making sense.
Right. For some teachers, the looming presence of standardized tests often feels like an obstacle to trying new or different approaches.
Well, I think that if we teach children to understand, that they will bring that attitude of understanding even to the test. The test is an opportunity for children to show their stuff. We want to know how children are doing, and I think children want to know how they are doing. So I don't see the test as the enemy. I see the important thing is to prepare children to be the best possible mathematicians that they can be that's suitable for their age, and then to apply their abilities in any situation.
For some teachers, it may seem difficult to assess students if what they're assessing is how students understand or the why of arithmetic as opposed to just an answer sheet.
Right, the answer sheet. I even remember when I was in school, you would exchange papers with the person behind you or next to you, and you would check each other's papers as the teacher read off the answers. I say to teachers, think about what you do when you teach social studies or language arts. You discuss issues. Children write about issues. They express their ideas, their rationales for those ideas. Think about mathematics the same way. Let children explain their reasoning and give answers and also justify why those answers make sense.
Mm. Some teachers do not understand the difference between teaching procedures and teaching reasoning in mathematics.
I think that there are some things that we learn that we simply have to memorize. Thanksgiving always comes on Thursday. There's no rationale for that.
Right.
No, you just have to say, okay, we all agree that's a social convention. Conventional things you learn from people, you learn from books, you just learn them and that's it. But when there are things that require reasoning, those are things you have to really be able to turn around in your own mind to make sense of. So the difference between teaching procedures is that the source of the knowledge is outside you, and the teaching reasoning, the source of the knowledge is inside.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that even for procedures that have a logical structure to them, a reason why they work, we should not teach them as if they're social conventions, but we must teach them as if they're something that you need to make sense of to understand and be able to use.
Right. So there may be procedures that teachers are used to thinking about in terms of teaching a lesson, but if they really turn them over in their minds, they'll see that there's a whole host of reasoning processes, and they just need to open those up and see what the children are thinking about it.
That's right, because it's that same one I talked about before. Yours is not to question why, just inverse and multiply. We do not teach this as a rhyme to be learned. We're supposed to be developing the understanding that makes that rule make sense.
Okay. So we've gone through the reasons why some teachers might find it hard to change the way they teach arithmetic. But now can you give us some reasons for teaching arithmetic in the context of meaning and applications, for teaching the why as well as the what to do?
Well, my goal is to keep as many kids as possible in the game of mathematics for as long as possible, because once you get past high school into university, you've got to have mathematics for practically every major you choose. And if children feel they're ill-equipped to go on, they are cutting their own options off. And I think that that's something that is very, very damaging to children's futures. And you want everyone to have the option to consider any choice that they want to make. Also, mathematics is a part of our culture. Part of our goal in school is to give kids access to those important ideas of our culture. And this is one of them. I don't know how it wound up with this bad reputation for being unimportant, irrelevant. It really affects everything. So the reasons for teaching arithmetic in the context of meaning and applications is because only then will you be able to develop the stepping stones and the building blocks to help children move on to higher level math courses with success.
Right. Marilyn, many children in classrooms come from families whose languages may be other than English, and so the mathematical concepts are expressed in some different ways. If children come into the classroom speaking their home language, for example, Spanish or Vietnamese, with stronger skills in English, how can a mostly English-speaking teacher address those mathematical questions with those children?
Well, I think the trick is the difference between situations where you're talking about something that relates to life as we all know it and all the children are experiencing it, and numbers. If you have learned to reason numerically in another language, you will probably use that language for your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And I find, therefore, I don't see any reason why children should have to necessarily, well, they won't. They'll internally translate to their own language to make sense of these numbers. So there's a difference between the abstract computation that we do in our heads, which children may, if they're older, continue to do in their native language if they had received instruction that way, and then the context that we provide through classroom situations, through children's books that we can explore, through things that are happening in the children's real lives. I was teaching a class in Costa Rica to teachers, and my Spanish is pretty poor, but I can muddle through. I was amazed how difficult it was for me to do multiplication in Spanish.
Right.
I kept translating back to English. It was sort of comical, and we all laughed after a while when I just was stopped in exhaustion.
So once again, perhaps another reason for teaching arithmetic using problem-solving skills is children who have different language backgrounds will have more opportunities to both think in their own native language, but also do some English language learning and communication through working real-life problem-solving.
Yes, I hope so.
Thanks, Marilyn. Once again, a lot for teachers to think about. Marilyn Burns will be back again on Teacher Radio and will explore more questions about the current state of arithmetic teaching in American schools. And remember, you can find more about Marilyn's ideas and the whole range of math-related products and services offered by her company by logging onto her website. The company is called Math Solutions, and the website address is www.mathsolutions.com. And you get the latest news on Marilyn's new series of books, Teaching Arithmetic, Lessons That Work for Grades 1 through 6. So once again, the Math Solutions website is www.mathsolutions.com. Bye, Marilyn.
Bye, Nina.